The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas Toldos. This week we learn about Yitzchok, who had married Rivka in the previous parsha. They had children. They had twins, and the twins were Yaakov and Esav. And the Torah tells us in Pasuk Chof Zayin, Perachof Hei Pasuk Chof Zayin, V'yigdu lanu orim, and the lads grew up. Esav ish yodeh tzayid, ish sodeh. Esav was a person of the hunt, a man of the field. Yaakov ish tom yoshev oholim. Yaakov was a person who was tam. We'll come, what the meaning of that word is, we will speak about. A person who was tam, and he dwelled in the tents. Rashi tells us, Kol zman shehayu ktanim lo hayu nikorim b'maseihem. As long as they were small, so their actions were not known. Ve'ein odem medakdek b'hem ativum, and nobody really pays attention as to try to understand exactly who they were. Even though we find that there were good actions by Yaakov and evil actions by Esav, but people just brush it aside. They're still young children. Given shenasu b'nei shlosh esrei shono, but now that it states vayigdulu, that they grew up and they became 13 years old. So now we can tell who they are. And ze pirish lebote midroshes v'ze pirish laveris krechovim. Yaakov was busy in the Beis HaMedrash studying Torah, and Esav was busy with his idolatry. So in other words, the Torah is giving us an insight, a window, into just who they were. And if the Torah tells us who they were, we can be sure that it's going right into the very core and depths of their being. So it states that Esav was a person who knew how to hunt, and he was a person of the field. Yaakov ishtom yeshiva olim. Yaakov was this person who was tam, who dwelled in the tents. Now we know also that they were hafechim. They were total antithesis, one to the other. This is brought out in a previous posuk that states in posuk Chof Gimel, when Rivka was having tremendous birth pangs. These were not normal birth pangs. Actually, they were. She was almost dying because of the pangs. This is in Pasuk Chof Beis. It states, "Vayisrotza tzu habonim bikirbo," because there was a great war going on. It was a war zone. Great war going on between Yaakov and Esav because they were so contrary of each other. So she went to find out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is this all about? And she went to Shem. Shem was a Novi, a prophet. So he came back with a prophecy, and he told her, "Bayim Hashem lo, shnei goyim bevitneich. There are two great nations in your womb. Ushnei leumim mimeayich yiparedu. And two empires." Now, states, "From your womb shall separate." Yiparedu means shall separate. So the Chazal say, and Rashi brings it, what does it mean? Separate zeh l'rishe v'zeh l'tumay. One will go in his way and the other will go in his way. One will go derech resha, an evil way, and the other will go in a way of righteousness. So we see they are totally opposite. And here the Torah is giving us an insight into their very core, their very being. Now let's concentrate on what it states in regards to Yaakov. Yaakov ish tam yoshev ba'olim. Yaakov was a person who was tam. Tam the Targum says Shalim. Shalim means he was a person of totality. Yiddish would be called Ganzkeit, totally whole, wholesome. From the word Shalim. But still, that doesn't tell us too much. Yoshev Oholim, he dwelled in the tents. What does that mean? Rashi tells us, Ole shel shem v'ole shel eva. These were the tents of Torah. Why does it say, Loshen Rabim? It should say, Ohel, he dwelled in the tent of Torah. Why tents? Because there were two tents. There was the tent of Shem and the tent of Aver. Shem was the son of Noach. He lived a very long time. In fact, as he lived 12 generations. Because from Noach to Abraham, there were 10 generations. So this means it would be 9 from Shem to Abraham. And this was 3 generations later. So Shem lived 12 generations. And he was still very productive at the time that Yaakov was growing up. So Yaakov went to study by him. When Shem died, Yaakov continued to study Torah by his great-grandson, which was Aver. So that's why it states, Yoshev Oholim, that he dwelled in the tents of Torah by Shem ve'Aver. Now, this word Tam. Torah describes, identifies Yaakov with the word Tam. Aside from the fact that it states that he was a person of Torah. And the Targum also brings that this was he was in the tents studying Torah. We find two descriptions with this word Tam, which are very similar to each other. Tam and Yoshor. Tam, generally we translate someone who goes in the right direction. Yoshor means someone who's straight, upright, walks straight, sees things straight, does things straight. So they're very similar. Both descriptions are used by the Torah. It states, Pekudei Hashem Yishorim Mesam Chelev. The mitzvahs of Hashem are upright, they are straight, Yoshor. They bring simcha, joy to one's heart. Then we have another pasuk, Torah Hashem Timimah, Mishivas Nofesh. The Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tam. Also, very upright, straight. Mishivas Nofesh, it brings rest. It settles. Trust it brings to one's soul. Both of these descriptions are also used by Yaakov. Aside from the fact that here it states Tam, and it also states that he was a person of Torah, where both descriptions are used. But we see that Yaakov had another name, Yeshurun. In a number of places it states Yeshurun. And the Targum says Yeshurun means Israel. This was Israel, like Yaakov's name, Israel. And Yeshurun comes from the word Yoshor. Aside from that, that the name Yisrael, the first three letters, Yud, Shin, Reish, spells Yoshor. So we see that these two descriptions are by Yaakov. Now how do we find the difference between these two? The Maral Miprag brings in his Nesiva Temimus. He says, Yoshor is Mitzar HaSeichel. Yoshor is from the aspect of a person's wisdom. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a seichel to a person. He gave him wisdom. And that wisdom he is supposed to use. And if he uses it, he can define for himself which is the straight path and which is the crooked path. A person can't say, well, I didn't know. The Gemara says, Hoyaleluna, you should have studied. This is why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you seichel. A person cannot say, well, look, I didn't know the difference between right and wrong. No, this is your responsibility. This is why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave an intellect to a person and a spirit to a person. So with his seichel, he can define and distinguish between yoshor and mekulkal, what is straight and what is crooked. But there's another force in the person. And that's Tamimus. And Tamimus also brings a person down a straight path. But this is not Mitzad HaSeichel. This doesn't come from the intellect of the person, from the intelligence. This comes from the person himself, Mitzad Atzmai, from his nature and from his intuition. So there are these two forces that direct a person in the straight path. One is from the aspect of his intelligence, and the other from the aspect of his natural being. The one from the aspect of his intelligence is called Yosher, and the one from the aspect of his nature and intuition, that's called Tam, Tamimus. And they both direct him, or he should walk down the middle path. He shouldn't be derailed to the right. He shouldn't be derailed or go astray to the left. But to walk exactly down the center path. And we need both. Because where we can use our seichel, then a person has to use his intelligence. A person cannot say, I didn't think. You were given a brain in order to think. If a person does something and he chose to do the wrong thing, made the wrong decision, and a whole korban came out, caused him a lot of tzoros, but he didn't think the issue through properly, and had he done this, he would have come to a different decision. He can't excuse himself and say, well, I didn't think. An animal can say he didn't think, because an animal wasn't given an intelligence. But a human being was given an intelligence in order that he should think. So it's not an answer, well, I didn't think. So this is the seichel, this is Yosher. But there are many areas in life which are beyond the intelligence of the person, beyond his intellect. There are many areas of life which the Or HaSeichel, the light of the wisdom of the person, cannot penetrate. There are many areas in life which are concealed from a person as to which is the right way to go. What's he going to do then? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person another power, the power of Tomim, Tamimus, where he has an intuition. He has a nature which will draw him down the center path. This is not to replace the seichel. Can't use his intuition when his intelligence tells him differently. This is to use where it's beyond the point of intellect and intelligence. So therefore he has to have both of these forces. Both of these forces were given to the person. And this is the difference between Yosher and Tam. That's why the Targum translates Tam to Mimus as Sholem, that a person is holistic by nature. It's wholesome. In English, we translate this as someone who is full with trust, without reservation, or a total innocence. Where do we see this? We see it in many places. We'll bring some examples later on. But where we see this is by a child, when he listens to his father and his mother. His father tells him, this is what you should do, and his mother tells him, this is what you should do. His intelligence cannot direct him, because he doesn't have sufficient intelligence yet. But he has 100% trust that what he's doing is the right thing, because his father told him, this is the right thing to do. His mother told him, this is the right thing to do. So that's the midah of Tam, of Ish Tam, of Tamimus. And Yaakov had it both. He was an Ish Tam, And Yosheva Olim, he had the qualities of the Torah, which have both. And this is why he was called both Tam and Yeshurun, Yoshur, or Yisrael Yoshur. Incidentally, whatever we learn about Yaakov this evening, it would be just the total antithesis by Esav. But I don't think we'll have time this evening to go into with to elaborate on the qualities of Esav, which we've done many times in the past. Now we find by Yaakov Avinu a number of achievements, or a number of things that happened to him, which we do not find by the other Oves HaOlam, by the other forefathers. For example, states by Yaakov, Mitosei Shalema. He was the only one of the Oves that all of his children were perfect. Avraham produced a Yitzchok, but at the same time, he produced the Ishmael. Yitzchak produced the Yaakov, but at the same time an Esav. But on Yaakov it states, Midosei Shleimo, Kule Shifteko. All of his 12 sons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his name on each and every one of them. Kulam Tzadikim, Kulam Giborim, Kulam Noim. They were all righteous, they were all strong, they were all beautiful. And this became the foundation for the Beis Yisrael, for the House of Israel. Now, why was it? That's one example. Another example, we find in next week's parsha, in Vayishlach, Lamed Beis Chofei, Yaakov was left alone by Ye'ovek Ish Imoy. And it was dark, and all of a sudden someone jumped him and started to wrestle with him. Actually, it's not in next week's parsha, it's in 2 weeks. And someone started to wrestle with him. And they wrestled the whole night. Ad aleis ha-shochar, until the dawn. Vayar ki la-yocholai. And the person that was wrestling with him, that turned out to be an angel, saw that he could not conquer Yaakov. Vayiga bakaf yerechai, so he touched the nerve in his thigh. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov be'ahav kei imoy, and his thigh became misplaced while they were wrestling. And then it states, the angel asked him, what's your name? So he said, Yaakov. Vayomer le Yaakov yeomer eichimcho, ki Yisrael. He says, no, they won't call you Yaakov. Yaakov means the heel. The heel is the lowest point of the person. No, they won't call you that. They will call you Yisrael. Yisrael, besides the word Yoshur, Yisrael means Kisariso im Elekim Vimanoshim Vatuchal. Yisrael means that you have reigned, you have conquered God and people. Now, what does it mean he conquered God? Because this was an angel. And Yaakov had conquered him. This was the emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Yisrael means. So we see Yaakov was able to take on even angels and conquer them. This we do not find by anyone else. That's the second example. The third example, it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a throne. And the throne is surrounded by angels who guard his throne. And on the four posts of the throne are images. One is an image of the bull, because the bull is the king of the domesticated animals. And another is an image of the eagle, because the eagle is the king of all of the winged animals. And the third is an image of the lion, because the lion is the king of all of the wild beasts. What's the fourth? The fourth is an image of man, because man was made Melech HaTachtonim. He was made the lord, the ruler over the entire physical world, the lower world. And the Gemara says, and what image of the man is it? It's the image of Yaakov. And that's why it states, Surasai Chokuk Al Kisei HaKovet, that his image is emblazoned on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now why his? Not Abraham, and not Yitzchok, and not Moshe, and not Aaron, and not Yosef, and not David, but Yaakov. This is the third example we find. Fourth example we find, in these past sedras we've learned that Sarah died, and Abraham died, and the states Ishmael died. Later we'll learn when Yitzchok dies. In Parshas Vayechi, near the end of Vayechi, after Yaakov blesses all of his sons, it states as follows. This is in Posuk, in Perek Memtes, Posuk Lamed Gimel. Vayechal Yaakov letzaves es bono, vayesof raglov el amito. And Yaakov finished blessing his children, and he gathered his feet, his legs, onto the bed. Vayigva vayeosef el amov. Vayigva means he expired, he breathed his last breath, and he was gathered to his people. Now, by all of the others, it states, Vayigva Vayomos. He breathed his last breath and he died. Vayeosef El Amov, and he was gathered to his people. By Yaakov, it doesn't say that. It says he breathed his last breath, and doesn't say he died. But Vayeosef El Amov, he was gathered to his people. And our sages make this observation. Rashi brings it. Rashi brings it from the Gemara in Tainus, Dafei Omed Beis. Misalei Nemraboy. Why doesn't it say he died? Omru Rabbi Seinu Zichem Ebrocha. And our rabbis say, Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Yaakov did not die. Now the Gemara says, how can you say such a thing? Because we know there was a grand funeral. They embalmed him, and they wept for him, and they marched him up to Eretz Yisrael, and they buried him in Moris Machpelah. So how can you say such a thing? Moris says, I can't explain it, but the fact is it doesn't say that he died. So we can't say that he's alive and they buried him alive. But still the fact is, by everybody else it says he died, not by Yaakov. And that's why the Chazal tell us, whatever that means, Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Yaakov never died. Now, he was the only one that says this by. So we see a number of things that were said by Yaakov that were not by others. And why is this? The explanation to this, the Maral brings, is because Yaakov was the Ish Tam, the Temimus and the Yoshor. Someone who has these midos, where he's a Yoshor and a Tam, he will unite himself in totality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for a number of reasons. Firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is Tamba Yoshur. It states in Parsha Hazino, in Mamad Beis Dalet, Hatsur Tomim Po Olei, Ki Kol Drochav Mishpot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzur Tomim Po Olei, he is like the rock, which is his handiwork is perfect, and all, everything he does is with perfect justice. Whatever he does is perfect without any crookedness. He is righteous and he is Yoshur. So it states by Kodesh Baruch Hu also that he is Tam v'Yoshur. So firstly, you have the midos, the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that brings you exact to him. Secondly, these are the qualities of the Torah we mentioned. So you can identify with Torah. If you can identify with Torah, you can identify to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's nothing closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than his Torah. But there's more. When someone is Yoshur and Tam, this means he is walking right down the middle. He's not going astray to the right or to the left at all. And this is as if he is the Nekuda Emtzois, the very center of everything. If you want to find where is the perfection from a geometric perspective, you go to the middle point, see? And the middle point is equidistant from every other place. So it's the perfect center. Yaakov was the perfect center. Ish Tam v'Yoshur. The perfect center is actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of the entire universe, of the entire creation. So therefore, Yaakov came that close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, on the contrary, someone who starts to go off a little to the right, or go off a little to the left, as time goes on, he's going to go further and further and further away from the center. You go further and further away from the center, you're going further and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the center of all creation and all life. Now, to go further with this, Yaakov was the third of the Ovis. Avram was the first, Yitzchok was the second, and Yaakov was the third. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Keheles, Hachut HaMishulesh Lebim Heroim Yinotek. He says, when you have one string, it's single. When you have another one, you have two now. They both can't be together. So therefore, one has to be to the right of the other one, and the other one has to be to the left of the other one. So take two strings. They can be together. And even if you twist them together, they'll come apart. But the third one, if you twine together, that'll bring the other two together and unite them all. Hachut HaMeshulash Lo Bimheiro Yinotek. And that's why if you have something which is twined three times, it'll hold it all together. When you have one force, that's a single force. You have a second force, so they have to be side by side. So one is to the right and one is to the left. The third comes and binds them together. Avraham was the first force. And he was the Yisod on the right side. Yitzchok was the second force. He was the Yisod, he was the pillar on the left side. Yaakov wasn't just the third force. Yaakov was the Mechaber. He took these two forces and made a third one out of them. He made them all into one. Now, this is why Avraham, who was a single force, but he wasn't in perfect center. He produced a Yitzchak, but also a Yishmael. Yitzchak, who was an enormous force, but also not in perfect center, he produced a Yaakov, but also an Esav. But Yaakov, who became the perfection of both of them, where he was perfectly in center, therefore all of his children were perfect. And whoever he produced were all Shiftei Kor, they were all from the those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted as his. Now, if we go further with this, we find that he was able to wrestle with even angels. Why was he able to wrestle with even angels? It states that the angels surround HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne to guard the throne. But they're outside of his throne. Yaakov had reached such a perfection where it was perfect, mid-center, not to the right and not to the left. And that's the Midas HaTorah, that's the quality of the Torah. He was able to come not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but unite himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Almighty. So the angels were around the throne. Yaakov went right to the Kisei HaKovod, to the throne. And that's why his level was even higher than the angels. And that's why the angel had to tell him, your name is not Yaakov, your name is Israel. Because you wrestled even with those of God and you conquered. And this is why we find further that it states Tzurasei Chokuk al Kisei HaKovod, that his image is on the throne of the Almighty. Angels can come close, but they can't become one with the throne. Yaakov became one. Now, from here we go one step further. This is why the Torah never wrote Misa, death, by Yaakov. Because Yaakov had risen to such heights where he united himself with Hashem himself, there is no death. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Misa. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of all life and brocha. There can be no death there. Death is when you go astray from Hashem. We go astray too much to the right or too much to the left, where we distance ourselves from the source of life and brocha. That's what death is. But someone who is dovek, someone who unites himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Yaakov Avinu, Chaim Kulchem Hayom, there can be no death. That's why it states, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. What is the antithesis of these qualities? We have two phrases. One, Rosha, and one, Bogate. The Rosha is the opposite of the Yoshor. The Yoshor is the one who chooses with his intelligence which is right and which is wrong. The Rosha is the one who chooses with his intelligence to do evil. So the Rosha is the opposite of the Yoshor. The Tam, where the intelligence cannot reach, so he has to rely and the nature which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and the intuition. And that's the Tamimus. The opposite to that is what is known as the Bogate. The Bogate is a person who by intuition walks a crooked path. By nature walks a crooked path. So this is what Shlema HaMelech meant in Mishlei. In Mishlei Beis, Pasuk Chof Aleph, he writes as follows, Ki Yishorim Yishkenu Oretz, the Yishorim, the Yoshor, will dwell on the land forever. Rashi brings not only in this world, but in the next world too. Utamimim Yivos Ruvo. And also the Tamimim, the Tam, they will also remain on the land forever, in this world and next world. Birashoim Eretz Yikareisu, the Rasha, he will be cut off. His stay in this world will be short-lived. Ubogdim Yishu Mimenu. And the Bogdim, those are the ones who are the opposite to the Tamimim, they will be torn also from this land. You see, if a person walks a straight path, he's walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, and he becomes one with them. So they'll be here forever, this world and the next world. So that's what Shlema Melech says, Ki Yishorim Yishkenu Oretz. The upright, they will dwell on this land forever, be it in this world or the next world. Utmimim Yivosruvo, and the Tmimim will remain here forever. But the Rishoim may Eretz Yikareisu, those who choose to walk a crooked path, they will be torn from the earth, cut off. Ubogdim, and those are the ones who lack the Tmimus, so therefore they walk a crooked path. Also, Yishu Mimeno, they will be torn from him. When Klal Yisrael came to receive the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first brought his Torah to Ishmael. And he asked Ishmael, would you like to accept my Torah? So Ishmael said, can't expect someone to accept something which he doesn't know anything about. Maksim Boch, tell us what's written in it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. When they heard, they said, too difficult for us. We can't accept it. He then went to Esav. Want to accept my Torah? Esav says, you can't expect someone to accept something which he doesn't know what it's all about. Maksim Boch, tell us what it's all about. So he told him. He told Ishmael, you're not allowed to steal. He told Esav, you're not allowed to kill. Now Esav says, we can't accept it. He came to Israel and said, do you want to accept my Torah? Israel said, Naaseh v'nishma. We will do. And we will take and we will learn. Whatever you give us, we will accept. The question is, why didn't they ask what's written in it? How do you accept something without knowing what it is? This was the power of Yaakov, of the Tamimus. They knew that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them something, it's going to be good. And he's not going to give them something that's not good. Father is not going to give something to a child that's not good. So they said, you want to give it to us. It's good for us. We take it. And then we'll learn it. This was the great midah, the great quality of Naaseh v'nishma. This was the Tamimus. Now the Gemara brings an episode on that in Masechta Shabbos Pei Ches Amar Aleph. Gemara says, Seif Amar Aleph, Ahut Stuki, the Chazil Rova, the Koma'ain Bishmaitzo. There was a Tztuki, a Tztuki. The Tztuki were like a Kefrim. They were like deniers of Torah. And they saw Rova sitting, learning. Yasve etzboso didei tusi kare v'komaitz buhu v'komavim etzboso domo. And he was so engrossed in trying to understand the Torah he was learning, he didn't realize that on the bench he was sitting, his hand was under his leg, and he was pushing his leg down, and his hand was going into a sharp corner of the bench, and it started to cut and bleed, and he was so engrossed, he didn't realize this. Omalei, so the Tzduki, this denier, said to Rava, Ama Pesiso, he says, you are a very unruly, undisciplined, wild people. Here you're sitting and cutting your hand, and you don't even realize what you're doing. But this is your nature, he said. This is what your forefathers did. They let their mouth speak before their ears heard. Akati bipachsusaicha kamaiso. You are still that unruly, undisciplined people. Bereshi boy lechu lemishma, imatzisa kablisa v'ilai. V'ilai le kablisa. He says, first you should have asked Hashem what is written in it, and then you would have answered if you're able to accept it or not. So he saw in Israel a shortcoming in that. He says, you lack in intellect. What professor, see, what academic would commit himself to something of a serious nature which he doesn't know what it's all about? So he saw this was a great shortcoming, and he says, this is the same nature that you still have. Omalei, Rava answered him. He answered him with a pasuk in Mishle. He says, Anan disaginon bishleimusa. We that walked with shleimusa. That's what the Targum translated to Mimus. We that walk in full trust. Ksiv bon, Shlema Melech, King Solomon, the wisest of all men, said anas, Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem, the Timimus of the Yeshorim, you say, the full trust and innocence of those that walk a straight path, Tanchem, that will lead them into a straight path. Hanoch Inche Desagin Baliluso, but you and people like you that walk crooked paths, Ksiv Bohu, Shlema Melech wrote on you, Viselef Bogdim Yishodem. Viselef Bogdim Yishodem, that means that the crooked ones, their own crookedness will destroy them. In other words, we that walk a path with trust and straightness, that itself will bring us to a straight objective. You that walk in crookedness, your own crookedness will be your downfall, will be your destruction. Rashi explains there. Rashi says as follows. He says, we that walk bishlebuso, with timimus, Hisalachnu imai betom leiv. We walked with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fullness of heart. Kederech ha'osim me'avo. Like those that do with love. People who love each other are not suspicious of each other. Besomachnu olov shelo yitanenu bedover sheleinu chalamai boy. And therefore we had full trust that he will not throw upon our shoulders something which is too heavy for us. Just like a child, if the mother tells the child to do something, he trusts her. And therefore, that trust itself brings us to the right objective. But you that walk with suspicions and with cynicism and with crookedness, you think you'll get to your objective. That will bring you downfall. In Parshas Bolok, Perechov Gimel, Posechov Gimel. This is in Bamidbar, Perech Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Gimel. Balak brought Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. Bilam tried his best, but he couldn't. So finally he said, Ki le nachash bi Yaakov v'le kesem bi Yisrael. Now notice he says Yaakov and Yisrael. He says, I cannot curse this nation because there's no nachash by Yaakov and there's no kesem by Yisrael. What is nachash and what is kesem? Nachash is superstitions, sorceries, astrology, soothsayers, crystal ball gazers, palm readers, the whole business. He says, I can't curse this nation because you will not find any nachash by Yaakov. You will not find any of this by Yaakov, and you will not find kesem by Yisrael or Yisrael. There'll come a time, now listen closely, there'll come a time when they'll say, when they'll ask Yaakov and Israel, he uses both of his names, when they'll ask Yaakov and Israel, Ma po'el kel, what is Hashem doing? Now what does that mean? He says, because, what do we use astrologers for? Find out, what is Hashem going to do? Deirish Hasidus, I want to know what will the future bring me. So I got to look at an astrology chart, make a hoch eshben to find out what will be my future. What do we use a soothsayer for? Hey, you want to do a deal? You want to know if it'll be successful or not? So you go to a soothsayer, or a crystal ball gazer, or Darkei Amori. See, Darkei Amori, as it says there, you go out in the morning. And they say that if you hear a bird from the right side, then do the business. If you hear first a bird or a chicken, a rooster from the left side, don't do the business. And so on. See? Or you put a red string around your wrist, and it'll keep the evil spirit away. There's no lack of it. The Torah is full of it. See? So what do you do that for? Because you want to know, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in store for us? So Bilam is saying, he says, this nation doesn't need soothsayers. This nation doesn't need crystal balls. They have a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those that are far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those that have no closeness to Him, or they have no trust in Him, well, you've got to go to the gypsy, you've got to go to the crystal ball. It all works. But by Yaakov, he needs a soothsayer. He needs these things. He says there'll come a time when they'll ask Yaakov and Yisrael, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? Who? Who will ask? Who? So Rashi says, he brings from the Gemara. Rashi says, Od osilios eis ko eis hazeis Asher tigale chibosen the ein kol shehen yeshvin ufone velem nim tore mi piv u mechitzosen lifnim mi malachi ashores vehem yishalu lehem ma po ilkel. There'll come a time when the angels themselves will have to ask Israel, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? Yet alone the soothsayers and the crystal ball gazers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show the world, Rashi says, that Yisrael sits and learns his Torah. And because they sit and learn his Torah, they surround him. And they see what he's doing. They see what he's doing from his Torah and from his Nevi'im and from his trust in them. And not only the soothsayers and the astrologers will have to come to Yisrael and ask them, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? But even the malochim, even the angels, because the angels will be outside. Ma po el kel, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? He says, Ruim heim lebrocha. What does this have to do with Bilam? Bilam says, I can curse those that don't trust in Hashem. Those that wear the red strings and go to the crystal ball people. Those I can curse. But he says, Yisrael, how can I curse them? They sit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ruim heim lebrocha. She'ein behem menachshim v'keismim. They don't want anything to do with sorcery. They don't want anything to do with superstitions. Od osi liyos eis kozos. There'll be a time when the whole world will see. Asher tegalechi bosim le'ein kol. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show the closeness that he has with Yaakov and his people. She'en yeshvin lefonov. They sit right by Hashem. And he teaches them Torah from his own mouth. And they are inside, while the Malachi Hashoris, his angels, are outside. Behem Yishalu Lehem, and the angels will keep asking Yisrael, Ma Paul killed? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's he going to do? Yet alone the soothsayers and the crystal ball gayers. V'zeshen Nemar, and that's what Yishayahu said, V'hoyu Einecho Reyes Es Morecho. Your eyes should see your teacher. You learn Torah, you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you got to go to the crystal ball gazers for? That's for those that can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Einon srichim lemenachesh v'kesmin. What do they need? The astrologers. They need the crystal balls. Bechol eish tzorech leomer leYaakov Yisrael ma'apol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mag zeirosh b'morum. He says, they have a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the time. Nimsa lehem alpi nevi'ehem ma'higzeres hamokam o urim v'tumi magidim lehem. Now, this comes from Yaakov, because Yaakov was inside the machitza. Choku kalkisi Yaakovot, on the throne. And how did Yaakov get there? Because ishtam. Because he had full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He used the seichel where he could to define exactly what is straight and what is crooked. And he chose the straight. And where he couldn't use the seichel, he had full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead him in the right path. And he went all the way there and he brought Klal Yisrael there. And that's why we were able to say Nase V'Nishma while the other nations were not. So Bilam said, "What? How can I? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of brocha. They're sitting with brocha. How can I curse them?" He says, "The others I can curse." He says, "Those that don't trust Hashem, so they got to come on to all the other gimmicks. See? So they're far from Hashem. They're far from brocha. Those I can curse. But go curse them." He says, "Even the angels are going to have to ask them, Mapol, Kel, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu planning for the future?" And this is what the Gemara brings. This is what the Torah brings in Parsha Shaftim, Yud Ches Yud Gimel. In Shaftim and Devarim, Yud Ches Yud Gimel, there the Torah instructs us how we are supposed to keep the extreme distance away from all sorcery, witchcraft, astrology, so forth and so on. Keep everything away from there. Menachesh, Mechashev, Ma'enein, Kesim, Kesomim, so forth, Chever, Chover, She'el, Evi, Doni, V'deri, Shalameisim, the whole business. Ki Sa'avas Hashem, Kaleisa, Ela. Kodesh Baruch Hu hates those that do this. And then he says, Tomim tiyem Hashem alakecho. Tomim. You should be tam with Hashem. You want to know something that's beyond you. Put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and forget about everything else. So what does Rashi say on that? Interesting. Rashi says, Hisalech imai bitmimus. Walk with Hashem with tmimus, with fullness of heart. And put your hope in him. And don't try to figure out what the future is. You walk through life that whatever Hashem wants, I have to do my part. But after I do my part, don't worry about the future and don't try to find out what the future is. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring for me, that's best. Yisalech, but kol mash yove alecha kabel bitmimus. Ve'os tia im ha'elech helke. The Gemara Darshan's tomim tia im Hashem alekecha. You want to be im with Hashem? Then you have to go with tmimus. Then you will be tomim. And that's what the Gemara brings in Psochim. The Gemara brings in Nedorim first. It says, Toni Ava Bereid Reb Zera, Kol Odom She'eno Menachesh, whoever doesn't get involved in these superstitions and sorcery, Machnisi Naisei B'mechitzo She'afilo Malachi Ashor Se'en Yuchayin Lichnais Boi. If he puts his trust in Hashem and not in these other things, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him into the inner chambers where even the Malach, even the angels cannot enter. And they bring from their posuk, Eishom El Yaakov, because they're going to have to ask Yisrael, what is Hashem doing? And the Gemara Mzochim brings, in Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, Minayim She'en Shoalim B'Kaldoyim, how do we know that you should not ask astrologers, what is your future? Shenemar Tomim Tia Im Hashem Elokecho. You should place your trust in Hashem and don't worry about these other things. So this was the Tamimus. It was the Tamimus that Yaakov brought Klal Yisrael and was supposed to bring the whole world to that level. If we go one point further, we find that really this was the downfall of the world, the lack of this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, the first man and the first woman, they were created with these attributes of Tam V'Yoshur, a total trust in Hashem and an intelligence to define the way for them. The hate. And he, actually, you know, many times we ask, why is there so much sorrows in the world? Wherever you turn, there's problems. There's flood, there's famine, there's war, there's panosa problems, there's sickness. Wherever you turn. You should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan was to create a perfect world. A perfect world. And his perfection is perfect. And that was Gan Eden. When he created the world, he created Gan Eden. And he placed man and woman in Gan Eden. And that was the ultimate of the wonders of perfection of this world. So why is there so much sorrows? The Gemara says it was our chait. Why did we leave Gan Eden? We got driven out of Gan Eden. Why? Because we destroyed the garden. Now what was it? It was the Nochash HaKadmoni, this original serpent came, and he convinced Chava, who ultimately convinced Adam, to eat from the tree, Eitz Hadas Tevara, of knowledge of good and evil, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to drive us out of the garden. The Maral says that was that level. Man was created with Tam, Temimus, and Yashus. It states the serpent, the Nochash, was Orum Mikol Achayus. Orum means wisdom, but it's a description of a wisdom which is crooked. In other words, it's a wisdom to do evil. You know, crooks are very intelligent also. In fact, is here in South Africa, we have high-tech crooks. They can steal things that till now everybody thought were impossible to steal. They're using great wisdom. But that's orma. That's a wisdom to do evil. That's what the Nochash was, the serpent. And the serpent enticed man away from that Tamimus, from that trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he ate from the eighth hadas, what was wrong with knowledge? It was a das, a knowledge that would bring a person not only to good but to evil also. It brought Orma, that type of wisdom in him. And from there he lost his tamimus. And once he fell from that level, that no longer was the level of Gan Eden. So he came into this world, which is full of suspicions, skepticism, lack of belief, lack of trust, full of crystal ball people, and so on and so on. So it was this itself that brought the downfall to the world. If we go one step further, Yaakov Avinu was the tikkun to this world. He came to be mesaken this. Yaakov reached such heights that he brought himself and a hope for the world to come back to that level. And he brought himself all the way to the Kisei HaKovet, to the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brought Klal Yisrael to the level of Torah. And once again, there'll be the perfection of the world one day. But this was Yaakov Avinu. Now, both of these qualities are in the Torah. As we mentioned, it states, Torah Hashem Temima Meshivos Nefesh, and Pekudei Hashem Yishori Mesamchei Lev. Now, on Torah Hashem Temima, the Torah of Hashem is Tam, it states Meshivos Nefesh. Temimus, Meshiv, is the word Meshivos, it brings back the Nefesh to the person. It's also from the word Shavas. It brings settledness, it settles and restfulness to him and returns his nefesh to him. But if a person is afraid, it's as if it's yotza nefesh, as if his nefesh left him. Because a person can't go through this world without trust. If a person is going to worry about everything that happens, he won't survive. If he's going to worry every minute what will happen, he won't survive. If every time there's a tzora, he's going to say, what's happening? He's not going to survive. And this is what Rashi says, don't try to see into the future. You do your job. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings your way, kabel, accept it, be'avo, with love, and with temimus. So Torah Hashem Temima, the Torah is Meshiv Nefesh. It brings the life back into the person. It settles him. It makes him restful through this world. I have nothing to worry about. I just have to make sure, I have to worry that I have to do my job. And then it states, Pekudei Hashem Yishori Mesamchei Lev. The mitzvahs of Hashem are Yoshor. They bring joy to the heart. Because Yoshor is what you see with your intelligence. And the intelligence in the Chochmah, that's awe, that's light. You see, the trust is when you're in the darkness. So you trust. But the Pekudei Hashem Yishorim, the mitzvahs of Hashem are Yoshor. That's what you're able to see with the eye of the wisdom that you were given. And that brings light. And when a person sees light, that brings him out of the darkness, that brings simcha. That brings simchas halev, rejoicing of the heart. When you're in the darkness and you're afraid, the temimus, the trust, will be meshiv nefesh. It will bring your life back to you and you will be restful. When you see, it's like you're lost and all of a sudden you found the road. You see the right road. That's light. That brings Simchas HaLev. Therefore it states, Pekudei Hashem Yishori Mesamchei Lev. So this is an explanation in Yaakov Ish Tam, Yosheva Olim, and Esav was just the complete opposite. We should learn from these qualities because Yaakov was the ultimate perfection of Avram and Yitzchok and the foundation of the Beis Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.